from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out, playing some Beatles in the morning. Nothing wrong with that. We're always all right with that. 215-592-9494. Let's get to as many calls as we can. We got one more hour to go. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Jeremy.
So first things first, as the representative from Syracuse that calls the show, I do not appreciate the Johnny Flynn slander this morning.
Wow.
That was not on my bingo card this morning.
Yeah. That I can, you know, it wasn't Johnny Flynn's fault. That's all I'll say. You know, you can't
definitely
blame him.
Not. I got to remind Drew of Westchester every time I talk to him about the 6 overtime game against UConn that the Huskies did not pull out.
Buddy, I love it.
But I wanted to talk Birds and Phillies. For the Birds, I thought the preseason game went well. I'm hoping Jake Elliott's performance was just a fluke because that got me a little nervous to see him miss a couple of symbol-ish kicks. But I'm excited to see more of the fringe guys who are going to hopefully round out the rest of this roster because, as we know, the offense, at least, is very, very top-heavy when it comes to the talent.
Yeah, the depth, I mentioned this to you last week, John. I think if I had to pick my biggest overall concern with the team, it's probably the depth, you know, just across the board.
I don't know. We don't know the depth yet.
Well, that's
like,
the issue.
I didn't know Will Shipley at all. I expected him to perform at a lower level than what I saw. Like, Will Shipley was way beyond my expectations.
Yeah.
A lot of these young guys, you know, maybe they'll surprise us when they get out there, like Johnny Wilson, a rookie will play this year.
Third wide receiver. I hope Johnny Wilson's good. He's a sixth-round pick.
I'm excited about the third wide receiver thing.
Yeah, I am too. But
Paris Campbell was shockingly explosive and gigantic when I saw him.
He hasn't had a good camp, and he's been hurt a lot. So
how about Britton Covey?
Especially offense. If I'm relying on Britton Covey as a wide receiver,
the third
receiver
is probably not on this roster.
Yeah, I think it might not be, Rhea. I agree with you. So I
don't know that.
I do have depth issues. The offensive line, the defensive line, third wide receiver.
Line for sure.
There are issues for me there, Jeremy.
Yeah, for sure. The offensive line is my big worry because I think that this team, this offense especially, is only going to go as the offensive line can take them.
Yeah, and the ceiling is so freaking high for this offense with the talent they have. You are confident.
With the offensive line.
I am confident with four-fifths of it. Like, I have no idea if Mekhi Becton can play guard, can play anything in the NFL. He might not be an NFL player, but I certainly don't know that gargantuan human being can play guard. We're going to find out.
Looks like he's winning the spot, though.
Oh, I think he's got the spot right now. Yeah, I just don't know that he can play guard. We'll find out.
I want to see Trevor Keegan in that spot.
Me too, buddy. Free Keegan.
But the point is, we have some options there. I like Keegan a lot too. I like what Tyler Steen did. He moves people in the run game. And by the way, he's got a nice punch in pass protection.
John, it doesn't seem like the Eagles like Tyler Steen. That's my biggest problem.
Somebody said he still looks injured.
That's my biggest problem with Tyler Steen is I don't think the Eagles like him. Like, I don't think they're that into him. I mean, he came in, had the job. He got hurt here and there, but had the job. Has already lost it to Becton. Like, I remember during the offseason when they asked Nick about the offensive lineman and they asked about the guard position, he mentioned everyone except Steen. I was like, that's not good. Like, I just don't think they're huge Tyler Steen fans. I really don't, Jeremy.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. Jerry, you got go ahead.
I had a quick thing on the Phillies, and it's nothing new to anybody. I mean, they're completely failing the eye test to me. They need to be better, flat out.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Stop looking for excuses for these guys. Exceeding expectations. To keep with the Phillies, how about the Diamondbacks in the playoffs last year taking them out?
I can tell you what is definitely not going to be a winning answer. I will vote for every other answer over that
I'll vote
Jeremy.
For anything
over
that.
Yeah, anything. I'm sorry. Like, that is just not
Coach
acceptable. D? Yeah, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Coach D gets the vote over that.
Coach D, 100 times I will vote for over the D-backs. That's for damn sure. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. Yo, Ed.
Morning, guys. How's everyone going?
Doing well, Ed. I didn't know how to answer that. It sounded like, how is everyone going? Or how is everything? I really didn't know what to say there.
Yeah. Do better.
Give me a break. I haven't had my coffee yet. I got caught between two different greetings and it just didn't turn out.
John's
well,
a stickler for words. Like, if you say words wrong with John, he's going to call him.
My bad. Yeah,
like, he will go. Like, it almost is like a reflex for him. Like, he can't help it. But be
yeah,
like,
I don't. Yeah,
you
right.
said that word
I tried,
wrong.
I'm
That's
trying
wrong.
To limit it.
Yeah.
It must be something to compensate for that andropause or whatever.
You're right.
By
that
the way,
is exactly the term.
There is a male menopause joke in Deadpool and Wolverine.
No way.
I was dying. I was like, no freaking way. Are you kidding me? Is there really?
It is real, yeah, man. It's real. It is real. This is validation.
Yeah.
Unite.
I was
together,
first,
strong andropause. Sorry.
I was pretty encouraged by Friday's game. Elliott didn't like Nolan Smith. There were two plays, which, I mean, yes, they're against, frankly, most of the plays are against Baltimore's backups. But how he was initially showed sort of a pass coverage look and then snuck in and kind of confused the heck out of that tackle, I think there's a lot of things that they can run off of that. I mean, Jim Johnson kind of made his bones with his own blitz. And I think if, you know, Fangio can incorporate some of those concepts with Smith, he certainly has the athleticism to do it.
Yeah, he does. He also has the athleticism to just go get him. Yeah, and I think that's probably what we're going to see more of with Nolan Smith and Vic Fangio. He doesn't want to get too exotic with things, but you know, when he is playing outside linebacker, which is what he's doing when we're in a base defense, you know, the 3-4, he's going to be dropping into coverage, you know, dropping to the hook curl at times or whatever, dropping to the flat, depending on what it looks like. He's got to do a lot of things that require versatility. Pass rush is the one thing that matters the most that I still haven't seen enough of. I still need to see him dominate some people and use his hands better and separate a little more and really use his length to his advantage more than he has.
Ed, you got a exceed expectations for us?
One of the irrefutable successes of the process has to be TJ McConnell, right?
That's a good answer. Yeah, he definitely. I mean, he's made himself some money.
Yes,
had a nice
he has.
Career. Yeah, yep. I'd love to have him on the Sixers.
Me too.
Bring TJ back. He was bringing it in the playoffs for the Pacers.
And by the way, once upon a time, remember when we turned to TJ instead of Ben
in
the playoffs?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure.
We trusted him more than we did
the
Ben
NBA
with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I mean, I think TJ McConnell's NBA career is going to be a lot longer than Ben Simmons's.
And the only reason he had a career is because Ben Simmons got hurt in the summer league.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, how about that? TJ McConnell, that's a good answer. He definitely exceeded expectations.
I really like that answer.
Yeah, let's go to Chuck in Havertown. What up, Chuck?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about the Phillies game yesterday and then an Eagles question. But first, about the Phillies, I still think they'll be fine. I think it's just on the hitting with Harper and Turner. I think that's the main thing. And the other hitters, too. And I don't know if it's the approach of just the home run. I don't think so. But you see Alec Boehm, and it's amazing that the number of doubles he's had. He's the only one that kind of had his head above water.
Stayed consistent. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Schwarber, too. Him and Schwarber are really the only two guys who we've been able to count on throughout this whole
Schwarber
stretch.
Schwarber, you can't miss an at-bat by him now.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Yeah, you're right. At times, everyone else in the lineup has really struggled.
Yeah, but I think they'll get better, and I think it's good, even though it hasn't turned out well yet. Like, the young pitchers, although occasionally you've gotten lit up lately, are getting experience. And that leads me to my question. I didn't get his name because I was kind of watching the game. The center fielder that played yesterday.
Cal Stevenson.
So I assume he came from up
the minors.
Way.
Yep.
How come Rojas didn't – not that it would have made a difference at all, but I guess is Rojas going to be the center fielder pretty much or –
No, well, I mean, I think Marsh is going to be the center fielder, theoretically. It'll be Marsh and then Hayes when Hayes is back, but I think they're just filling spots with Hayes out. I think it'll be Rojas more than Stevenson, but, you know, against a righty, you've got a chance that they're going to put Stevenson in there. So.
Right, okay. Well, again, I think they'll be fine. I'm not panicked. Nobody likes the loss, and the sloppiness is not good. Like, you know, Marsh made a bad error, and he's usually not like that. But anyway,
And it carried over. It carried over from one day to the next. Like that feels
like
unusual for me.
Yeah, they gave up a run on a wild pitch or pass ball, and anyway, kind of all snowball. Just the thing is now, like they're going to win the division, but the bigger thing is these wild card teams: the Mets, the Padres, the Diamondbacks. They're all they're not just a 500. They're like 6 and 5 games over 500.
Well, yeah, the Mets after the Diamondbacks have the second most wins since the All-Star break. Right now, though, neither the Mets or the Braves are in the playoffs. Right now, I believe it's pretty close. I think the Cardinals are ahead of the Mets for that last spot right now. I think they are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I know the Diamondbacks and the Padres are both in right now for sure. I'm just not sure who that sixth seed is. I have the skit. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, the first two seeds are very important.
It's big, Chuck. It is big. So
the Eagles question, what were you going to say?
So the Mets and Cardinals are both out. Wow, look at that. So, yeah, Arizona, San Diego. Oh, so those are the two wild card teams, and then the three. So there should be one more. Anyway, okay. So
Milwaukee, I guess.
Well, Milwaukee's in. The Phillies are in right now. If the season ended, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Padres. So no, it would be the Mets. Oh, I'm sorry, the Braves. Yeah. No, it's Braves. The Braves, yeah, by a half game. The Braves are a half game in the playoffs
and
today.
You never know; they could easily turn this around.
It's it's tight, Chuck.
Would you want to face Atlanta in a first round?
I actually would. I think Atlanta's
with the two
not
lefties?
Very good. Yeah, but, I'm not scared.
But, yeah, I'm not talking about their offense. I'm talking about their pitching.
Oh yeah, Max Fried's been horrible. I mean, he just got roughed up yesterday. In general, I'm not. I think the Braves are cooked. Like I'm not. The Braves scare me. I'd rather face the Braves than the Mets. I think. Like I'm not scared of the Braves right now. I think the Braves are kind of. I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves didn't make the playoffs. If I had to bet, I would bet on the Braves not making the playoffs as of today. Like, I think they're floundering. But look, the Braves are still the Braves, and they do have talent with Olsen and Ozuna, and they got dudes. So I could see an argument for not wanting to face the Braves. They just don't scare me as much as, like, the Diamondbacks.
They
and
don't
Padres
scare me
do right
either.
Now.
I mean, imagine our team if we lost, I don't know, Bryce and Wheeler or something. Like, that really does put a crimp in our style.
Chuck, you got who or what exceeded expectations?
Yeah, just an Eagles question real quick.
Sure.
If I could. Yeah, so I too will wait till the season kind of shakes. I didn't watch any of the preseason game, but I heard that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. had a great game. See, that's the thing. We don't know how the depth will shake out. What's his status? Is he going to make?
I think he's going to make the team. He's looking pretty good to make the team right now, yes. I think he'll be one of the four or five linebackers they keep.
Yeah, okay. I was just curious. Anyway, I don't know if anybody mentioned the 1985 Villanova Wildcats.
Oh, it's another good answer. Wow. Yeah, that is definitely a good answer. They certainly exceed expectations. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie, how do you think the voting came out? What's your level of concern with the Phillies right now? Your options: very concerned, a little concerned, not concerned. How do you think the voting came out?
Jeez. I'm going to say very concerned wins this one, probably in a landslide. Like,
it does win.
50%.
65% are very concerned.
Well,
31% are a little concerned. That means, as I said, it's right. Only 4% of people voting say they're not concerned at all, which you're going to get 3 or 4% on any poll for any side. So I think it's safe to say, you know, almost all of Phillies fans are more or less some level of concern with how this team has played recently. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in Downingtown. Mark, you concerned?
I am concerned, and thank you for taking my call. I hope everyone is well.
You bet, Mark.
Everyone has mentioned before about, you know, the bats are pressing, and I think that is impacting the pitching in a great deal. I think if the bats would just kind of choke up and slow down a little bit, I just think the pitchers are, the starting pitching in particular, are pressing and trying too hard because they're not getting the run support that they deserve.
Yeah, I think it all is kind of working in tandem with each other where, you know, like we've talked about, I think hitters are pressing because they are struggling and then they're going up and trying to hit the ball at the ballpark. And I think pitchers, when you go out knowing that your offense is struggling and knowing, like, I got to go out and I got to carry the team today, I think that's an added level of pressure. Pitchers could be pressing too. I think when it's all going bad, it seems to kind of filter its way throughout the club.
And I've heard people kind of closing the book on Bryson Stott. I'm not. I just think he needs a little change of scenery. I'd like to see him sit for a while. I don't know who you would replace him with.
Like we said already, I think we're at the point where I would do a platoon and I would play Sosa against lefties. Yeah. But, I'm not out on Stott, certainly not long-term, and not even fully this season. But to the point I made before, it's not like he's just going through something. Stott has been bad all year. Like, at no point this year has Bryson Stott looked anything close to what he was last year.
All right. And before I give my answer, may I just make a Joe DeCamera comment?
Always, Mark, always.
I missed part of Drew's from Westchester's call. I apologize. But I think he had mentioned that Joe should probably have to produce for a week or so. I support that. I think that would be phenomenal radio.
Yeah, it could be. It could be some train wreck radio, Mark. Some potential. Mark, you got exceeded expectations?
I do, yes. As far as life expectancy goes, Keith Richards has exceeded
my expectations. Wow. What a great answer. Yeah. That is one of my favorite answers we've gotten today. The meme every year, it comes out on Keith Richards' birthday where it's him with his two daughters or whatever. And it's the joke is always like, these are Keith Richards' daughters. They're going to leave everything to him when they die.
That's not right.
It's just like, it's Keith Richards, man. It's something wild. That guy's just, some people just got it, and he definitely has it. Let's talk to our buddy Scott in King of Prussia. How you been, Scotty?
Greetings, team. Good morning.
What's up, Scott?
Things are going well, but not going well for the Phillies, unfortunately. Only message I can say to everybody is just remember that the current history over the past couple of years, they've done this, not to this level and maybe not for this long, but when we get to the playoffs or the end of the year, that's when the lights have gone on for this team. Until that doesn't happen, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to stick with that 31% that thinks they're going to come out of it. And until they don't do it, I'm going to assume that light's going to come on. That's kind of where I am at with the Phils.
And look, they have ratchet. Granted, it's ended poorly, but they have been able to bring it in the playoffs the last couple of years until it came to an abrupt halt. But they have shown that for the most part, these guys have stepped up in big spots. But we need them to be able to make it last all the way through October into November.
Yes. Totally. And then another thing I just wanted to mention, it is great to hear all the voices of everybody in the morning with Joe not being there. I think when Joe comes back, you need to put him on a word count, the same way that you put pitchers on a pitching count. We need to limit his words, and that way everybody can kind of do what they're doing. What do you think?
Do you want to be the one to?
Yeah, you.
Tell
were you
going to
call in and tell him that, Scott? Because we can nominate you for sure if you want to call in and take that on.
I have no problem doing that. Somebody's got to keep Joe in check, so I do that every now and then, and I have no problem doing that whatsoever. So we'll do that.
That okay. Sounds like a plan.
We're going to hold you to this, Scott.
Yeah,
this is
John.
Good.
I have a question for you.
What do you got?
How do you get better at tackling if you don't practice tackling?
I don't know. They try to do the drill thing where
right.
They have pads that they pretend the pad is a person or a target that they can hit. I don't think it's as effective as just getting out there and scrimmaging and taking guys to the ground, but you risk injury. We are going to suffer as a tackling group for some period of time.
The defense played.
I get it, but
so
it's just
if we're talking about tackling,
norm,
like, isn't the, didn't the defense play? Aren't we complaining about the offense not
they're
playing?
They're still not great at tackling, having not
right. But
been
my
tackling.
Point is, they like if we're gonna talk about not playing in the preseason, hurting the team, tackling is probably not the best angle to go with. It'd be the offense and not.
But they're
being
still not in like in season tackling form.
Well, no
when
one
they've
is.
Only
there's
tackled
no team that's that. It's not like starting defenses.
As a defense,
well, there's no defense playing
a
full half or whatever.
That you have to practice.
Sure, but the point is the entire NFL is in this situation.
Yeah,
James. Here's
except the guys who tackle in practice.
But no
like
team
takes,
tackles every
some
practice.
Do.
Not
every,
that's
James,
not true. Go ahead.
Sure they do.
Thanks. It seems like it takes the Eagles until about the fourth game. And now
it takes the whole NFL, Scott. That ever since they changed these rules, like that's what we say it every year, Scott. Every year, the first month of the season, the football looks less crisp. It looks less tight than it used to.
Right.
There are tackling issues, and we're like, oh, that's because of the collective bargaining agreement. It's because they can't do as much as they used to. It happens every single year. With every
but
team.
as a creative coach and as a former coach, it's your job to find a way to get around that.
Every team
you
in the NFL is facing this, though. Like it's just what it is. You know, I get
know.
Your point.
I mean,
it is a major obstacle. The way
it really is. It just seems like the sloppiness of the first four games could be avoided. And at some point, there's going to be a creative coach that comes along that's going to figure this out. It's going to find a way to incorporate hitting into preseason. And they're going to be ready game one.
We'll
see. You don't
we'll
have to
see.
Be fourth game ready. I
we'll
think
see.
So.
All right, Scott, you got I a who or what exceed expectations?
I do. This product it's more of a European product, but it's been brought to our attention more in the USA.
I think I know where you're going here.
It's totally being overworked, but it is exceeding expectations. Joe's bidet.
I saw where that was going. I like the it's being overworked in there is a good line.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
With him on break.
Like, if I, you know.
Is that the break? Is that the purpose of the break?
If I, like, could you be, if you could choose to be an inanimate object, that would be the last one of all the inanimate objects.
Ew.
Horrible. 215-592-9.
The bidet really came from behind there.
But bum. All right.
What are you
doing? We're going to regroup. We're going to regroup. No more bidet talk. We got one more segment to go. We're going to get to as many calls as you can. Time's yours coming up as well. It's the morning show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.